Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's 14 minutes past five here on Joy 94.9 with Simon and Michael in the back seat. And Simon, I'm just going to go over here for a while because with us in the Joy booth here at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, we have a doctor who is renowned for circumcision.
A specialist.
He's from Brown University. His name is David Tomlinson. And I'm just going to stand over here. Hello, David.
Hello. Good day.
You are a man who is known for circumcision.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave it to the female to ask
the
question.
Probably the least awkward here at Joy at the moment, being the
Michael
only female.
And I are sitting here squirming. We've got our legs crossed just thinking. You've actually brought the device with you.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, it can only be used on infants. We were going to offer Michael as a sacrifice. But
I don't think that's a good idea. You know, I'm trying. It's quite an instrument, I must say.
Would you like to describe the instrument and how you what you thought it looked like before as well?
Sure. So the instrument's designed to protect the baby during the procedure, which is the most important thing. But really, a lot of people describe it as almost a wine bottle opener.
You'll never open a bottle of wine again the same.
No. Sorry.
it's like a corking gun as well. It's like a bit of a corking gun.
It'd be like
gun.
An ear piercer, or
yes.
If anybody's had a piercing,
yes.
It could be a little bit like that, but a lot more painful, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, quite.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us a little bit. Oh, sorry, Fiona.
Oh, well, I would like to learn a little bit about how the procedure happens, and just because I like to watch Michael and Simon squirm. but also, I'm really interested in the link between HIV spreading and circumcision. I wasn't aware that that there was a link at all, to be honest. And I think most people out there might not be aware of that link either. That
yeah, it's really fascinating how it's worked out. But the inner mucosa of the foreskin has special cells that are very susceptible to the HIV virus. Those cells don't exist on the outside of the penis, and so by removing that inner mucosa with the circumcision procedure, you basically shut the door so the virus can't enter the man's body. Now, it's important to note that benefits really for heterosexuals, not necessarily MSM. So,
okay.
And the benefit is around 60 to 70% protection. So in its essence, almost like a vaccine against HIV for boys and young men. A powerful intervention.
So here's a big question. Obviously, it's great if you get it done as an infant because you can't remember.
And sure.
Perhaps you can block that memory out a little bit. But what about for the grown men that are uncircumcised now and you think, well, it'd be a great, as you say, vaccine?
Yeah.
What's the procedure there?
It's much easier, as you can tell by how much they're squirming. It's much easier to do it in young infants.
Yeah.
But there are other devices that are being shown at the conference that are more apt for adult men. So those services are also available. But I'm happy to show you on your finger. Can I circumcise your finger?
Sure, you can circumcise my finger.
How exciting. Now, this is a live finger circumcision.
So we just put the device over the tip of the penis.
Uh-huh.
We'll pull the foreskin up over the it's a shield. And we'll put this foreskin holder down so that it holds the foreskin in place. We'll pull it up around the edges.
Uh-huh.
And when it's just right, not too much, not too little,
like
we
Goldilocks.
Put the wine bottle opener on and just activate it. And that's it for the procedure. There's an internal blade that actually removes the foreskin.
So it's a very quick...
Was it painful?
It wasn't painful on my finger. However, I imagine the tip of my finger is a little less sensitive than perhaps...
You have a fingernail. You haven't noticed yet. You're missing your fingernail.
Yeah, I'm done with a fingernail, which is fine. But, so it's a very quick procedure is what you're saying.
With this device in infants, it's very quick.
And it's very quick. And what about the recovery time? Is it...
In infants, it's remarkable. They show very little post-operative pain, and normally within 3 to 4 days, it's completely healed. And that's, again, a little bit different than the adults. They take much longer to heal, bigger vessels, bigger skin. They're less behaved. They do things in between that we don't recommend them to do. And so the infants, it's just better.
Yeah.
Can I ask, having it done later on in life, what sort of complications do you get from having it, say, if you're 25 plus?
Sure. I mean, the complications for the procedure are similar. I think in the adult, those are a little bit more common. Delayed wound healing can be one that we normally don't see in infancy. Also, promiscuity after the procedure, which we think there's a period where you're slightly increased risk. Again, we don't have that with infants because they're not sexually active.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, wow. That's really interesting, isn't it?
So if a grown man, 25 or over, wanted to go through this procedure for his own sexual health, what avenues can he look at? Where can he get information?
Well, they're pretty healthy. I think they would jam this device, so I think we
thank you. Thank you.
We would need to get them the bigger size.
Yeah. the wine bottle size.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 The actual bottle.
Massive wine bottle.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that's great. That's all that we've got time for, unfortunately.
We do. I know.
Well, thank you for having me.
Look, anytime.
It's been an education. Thank you so much.
If you want to see more of what's going on here, come and visit us. It's free for everyone in the Global Village here at ACE 2014. We're going to have Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, which you won't be able to do if you circumcise, I suppose. And then a news update. You're with Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy 94.9 AIDS 2014 20th International AIDS Conference Special Presentation Podcast. Visit aids2014.joy.org.au and keep up to date on the conference during and following the event.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.